spin. Summer's number one hit music station. What an earworm that is. I cannot stop mumbling it along to myself. And I keep checking myself, being like, stop singing that Sabrina Carpenter song. It's
just
so good.
Gotta wait for the new album, girl.
Yeah, true.
Very,
true.
Very exciting.
So you look a bit shook, not gonna lie.
Thank you. No,
bit of fake
I do.
Tan. Fake tan's a bit dodgy there.
I was honestly gonna say, like, if I made one mistake after being at Oasis last night, it's not coming home and showering off the fake tan I put on that day. Like, smell of biscuits off me right now. Along with everything else, I'm really, really sorry, guys. But I just thought, wow, that'll be well cooked by the time I get home after the show. That's the perfect time to share it
off. Oh, totally. You'll get a few days out of it now, yeah.
My sincere apologies. But I had to have the tan on for the lads.
Of course.
They looked directly at me, guys, and I needed to be bronzed up.
Did you think Liam fell in love?
I think Liam was really giving me a look like I would throw it all away for you.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I sometimes,
girl, I
like,
know.
I made eye contact with Beyonce when I was 16, I thought, at Three Arena, and I actually thought she was going to leave Jay-Z for me.
Backup dancer. Yeah. I, like, Noel, you actually do see looking out at everyone. And, like, I think there was a video of him as well, like, making fun of someone who was crying in the front row. That was not at one of the Dublin gigs. But you can see him looking out, but I think I was just a little bit too far. But we were very close up. So they have, like, the front row, the front, like, circle thing. Mm-hmm. And then we were at the barriers right behind that. So we got to see all the famous people coming in, all the VIPs. We saw Dominic West, from The Affair and other such shows. Oh, sorry. He played King Charles Prince Charles in the later years of
The Crown.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
Mummy.
God, he's gorgeous.
We saw Mummy.
Yeah.
And we saw Gene. Gallagher, Liam's son, who is just the head of him.
Wow.
Like, you would think it would, like, you would think you'd step back in time and saw him. He is so
the
cool.
Spits of him, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, the glass, like, he was dressed exactly like him and everything. Like, it was insane. We saw Inhaler, you know, Bono's
yes,
son and the lads.
Yeah.
And then other people, like, these girls were like, who's that? Is he famous? Like, you know, you're like, you can tell that someone's a big deal, but you're like, I don't know. And then, of course, there was the show as well.
Yes.
Oh, and as well, walking past there, we saw Richard Ashcroft, who obviously is the support for Oasis. Mm. And we all got to be like, Richie! Like, he just smashed it.
I have never seen so much hype for a gig. And I'm talking about, like, even last year with the Taylor Swift concerts,
yes,
they were massive.
Doesn't compare.
This was a next level. Yeah.
I was saying all weekend, it feels like, it felt like, the expression FOMO was used so much. I felt so left out.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
It felt like there's a massive party on and you're not invited.
I know.
It felt like that. And it just, the joy, like, I've never been more, like, I was really, like, sitting at home tetchy last night being like, I should be raging.
I know, like, I should catapult myself into Croker. Yeah, I did feel like, so, like, in the whole day leading up and just being there, I really was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm part of history.
I saw people on Twitter saying it was one of the best days of their life in terms of, like,
easily.
Some people, so I think someone on Instagram before the gig even happened said, this has been one of the best days of my life and best day in Dublin I've ever had, and the gig hasn't even started yet.
Oh, 100%.
Like, even just like walking from town to Croke Park, like, everyone is in such flying form. All the kids are out the front gardens, like, selling their bits, like, selling like cupcakes and like
Capri
cans
Suns.
And stuff.
Yeah.
To specify. And okay, so it was incredible, but I did make a show of myself a little bit. So obviously we get in, we're like right up the front of the stand, and if you saw videos of the show, like, there's no room. You're not getting out to go to the toilet. Switch. You're not going for a drink. You are staying put, which I was like, that's fine. I don't want to miss.
Meant me
anything.
To the ground almost.
I'm staying here. And then everyone was like flipping their cups up, you
I
know, like as they do.
Destroy my hair. Don't
yeah,
care. It's a
exactly.
Great
and I was, and like judging by like the toilet situation, trying to get off that like pitch and go out to the toilet, there was not like a drinkable beverage in any of those cups.
Oh.
But I was like, I want to be part of this because I feel like I am part of history right now in this crowd. And I just had water in my cup, but I was like, maybe I'll flip it. And it wasn't at a time that anyone was flipping anything. And so I was like, okay. Okay, just having this conversation with myself, and I was like, I'm going to go for it. And
then so awkward for
you. I can imagine you having the existential crisis in your head as well, because you even panic about asking me questions at work sometimes.
No,
so this is the big thing.
Honestly, I thought I was anxious till I met Fiona.
No, guys, wait till you hear it. Like, this is anxiety fuel for the next 30 years of my life. So I flip it so badly. It just hits a girl that's like two people over from me. And she's like, what? Who did that?
No.
And all these girls behind, I swear to God, I'm not like, go, oh my God, the audacity. And I was like, I wanted to die. Like the bucket hat was getting like further and further over my head, like trying to conceal my, I was like, this is a nightmare. I was like, I need to leave. I need, my soul needs to leave my body. And like, obviously Dwayne's kind of protecting me because he's in between me and them. And they were like, who did that? And Dwayne turns around and goes, some arsehole. And he looked at me and was like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know. I just want to be part of it. I was like, I'm part of history. I'm in the Oasis crowd. And then this was even worse. So I, there was Half the World Away was coming up, which is one of my favourite songs. And he was like, this is dedicated to people in Manchester. Noel was saying people were booing. And then he was like, this is dedicated to the royal family. Now, I know that's because of the royal family TV show. And I was like, woo! But obviously everyone around me was booing because it's Ireland and it's the royal family. And I was like, no, guys, I know it's because of the show. I was like, sorry. So I just, everyone hated me.
Honestly, you went to one of the most iconic gigs in history and you made a tit of yourself.
Oh, big time. Big time.
I
sorry
have to, be
to
honest.
Everyone.
I have to be honest. I'm a bit disappointed in
no,
you.
No, I know. And I'm so sorry to those girls. The audacity. That will ring in my ears for the rest of my life.
You bullied the audacity. A girl. And you supported the royal family at Oasis.
R-O-Y-L-E.
Stay to your feet.